Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story for this hour. Michigan officials are moving forward with revisions to the state's health and sex education framework, the first update since 2007, while emphasizing that parents will continue to hold final authority over what their children are taught. The Michigan Department of Education is updating the guidelines, but says the core rules remain unchanged. Local school districts choose whether to offer sex education, classroom content is approved by local boards, and families can review materials or opt their children out entirely. State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh criticized misinformation circulating about the revisions, saying claims that the changes reduce parental control are unfounded. Under existing law, each district's sex education advisory committee must consist of at least half parents. Proposed lesson plans must be reviewed publicly, and schools are required to notify parents before instruction begins. Public input on the draft standards closed October 10th, and the Department of Education is now evaluating that feedback before the final version goes to the state board for a vote. And the Iron Paws program at the Saginaw Correctional Facility in Saginaw County offers both inmates and shelter dogs a renewed opportunity at a better life. The initiative pairs two inmates with each dog from a local shelter, providing weeks of care, obedience training, and socialization to improve the dog's chances of adoption. Initially launched in partnership with Saginaw County Animal Care and Control, the program has helped more than 40 dogs find permanent homes in a single year. Inmates must maintain clean conduct records to remain in the program, as disciplinary issues can cost them their place and their canine companion. Officer Joaquin Guerrero of Saginaw County Animal Control helped establish the effort and said both inmates and dogs share the experience of being misunderstood and searching for a second chance. While Saginaw County Animal Care and Control has not been involved in about 2 years, Bay County has since joined forces with the prison to continue the program's mission. The Saginaw Correctional Facility also supports other dog-related efforts, including Paws with a Cause and the Blue Star Dog Program, which provides specialized training in partnership with community agencies. And police say a fight and robbery broke out during a wedding reception at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in downtown Bay City late Saturday, October 11. According to Bay City Department of Public Safety officers, a North Carolina woman called 911 around 11:15 p.m., reporting that a man was lying unconscious in the hotel parking lot at 1 Winona Park Place while a red Chevrolet sedan was seen leaving the scene with two male suspects. Investigators identified the victim as a wedding guest and confirmed he had been assaulted and robbed by two Bay City men before the suspects fled. Both men were later taken into custody and are facing multiple charges stemming from the attack. Police said the suspects claimed the victim had approached them like a zombie before the altercation, though the circumstances leading up to the confrontation remains under review. Authorities have not released the names of those involved as the investigation continues. And in our national news, the Federal Reserve indicated that interest rate cuts remain possible for year's end amid cooling inflation trends. Chairman Jerome Powell said core inflation has eased more than projected, but emphasized caution. The U.S. unemployment rate remains steady at 4.1%. Economists say a rate cut could boost consumer spending during the holiday season. Markets reacted positively, with the Dow gaining over 200 points Wednesday. Powell said further data in November will determine the Fed's next move. And Amazon is laying off up to 15% of its human resources staff as part of a restructuring driven by artificial intelligence. The move follows similar tech sector cost-cutting efforts in recent weeks. Company officials say automation will streamline internal processes and hiring tools. Impacted employees have been offered compensation packages and transfer options. Analysts project the layoffs could save the company $2 billion annually. The shift highlights how AI continues to reshape corporate operations. And in our international news, French farmers staged mass protests in Paris over rising fuel costs and agricultural reform policies. Demonstrators drove tractors through city streets demanding subsidies and tax relief. The French government says negotiations are underway to reach a compromise. Analysts warn continued blockades could disrupt food supplies nationwide. Riot police deployed in major intersections but reported no violence. Officials hope to finalize a relief package by early next week. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries, weather, and information right here on thumbnet.net.